There are no better words to describe this than just sad. It is honestly just sad to watch the President of the United States have an egotistical meltdown in the Oval Office at the White House because his ballroom project got halted by a federal judge who was appointed by Bush. This federal judge said, hey, you can't just build a massive ballroom and destroy the East Wing based off of $400 million of private donors that you coerced into donating with no congressional authority. I want to waste no time. Let's break down these clips of Donald Trump melting down about his ballroom and then lashing out at multiple reporters who are asking follow-up questions. Now, this was supposed to be a press conference about voter ID and secure mail-in voting. What they're actually doing is creating a very restrictive system where there are new barriers for people to do mail-in voting, new barriers for people to vote, period. This is over-restrictive and doesn't actually fix a real problem, but we'll get there in just one moment. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Check how close we are to 2 million subscribers. You can help us get there and build the fastest growing Gen Z built independent media company on all of YouTube. Okay, let's start off with this clip of Donald Trump a few minutes into his press conference. After the topic of secure voting went away, he begins to rant about his ballroom.
No taxes is taxpayer free. We have no taxpayer putting up 10 cents. And I see right here, I just wrote it out. He said, we need congressional approval. Well, we built many things at the White House over the years. They don't get congressional approval when they build in the White House. It's totally separate.
I mean, here's a fun fact. The construction of both the East Wing and the West Wing both had congressional approval before being constructed.
And especially when it's a donation. I mean, the ballroom is a donation.
Nope. Both the East and the West Wing also had their money approved. Not only did they have the construction, the designs, the plans approved by Congress, but the money was also approved. Just because you coerced and sued ABC News into donating $15 million doesn't mean you have the right to do this.
It's gotten great reviews. People love it. And
great
presidents
reviews.
For 150 years have wanted this ballroom to be built, because when we have President Xi or other presidents or prime ministers coming, we don't have a big room. We have the East Room, which is very small. And he said we need congressional approval. He also said, but this no taxes is taxpayer free. We have no taxpayer putting up 10 cents.
Insane ranting. He then goes on for another 2 minutes before snapping at all reporters in the vicinity. Watch.
Congressional approval. He also said, but this is positive for us. I'm allowed, that meaning we are allowed to continue building as necessary to, let's see, what is that? To cover the safety and security of the White House and its grounds. So it says here very carefully, the safety and security have to be protected of the White House grounds. Well, that's what we're doing, because everything's bulletproof glass, et cetera, et cetera, including the ballroom. And then
I'm sorry, but this is so painful to watch. We're watching the president try to come up with legal rationale, struggling, grasping to have his ballroom built because a Bush-appointed judge named Richard Leon said, dude, you do not own the White House. You cannot just change the White House because you live there temporarily. This is not how
it
works.
Then it goes construction and all of the things necessary. It says personal safety of the president and his staff are a part of that. So it talks about that we're allowed to continue building. In other words, he put an order on, and even that he gave 14 days. We don't need it because that's what we're doing. He's allowed to continue building as necessary. And when it talks about the safety and security of the White House and its grounds. So just so you know, I wrote some of the thing down. We have a drone-proof roof.
Some of the comments say, this is very painful to watch. One of the comments says, that is not at all what they said. They said, you could cover the holes and make sure that nothing gets damaged. And this commenter is very right. Trump is reading off a cherry-picked selection of what the judge said. The judge said, hey, if there is something necessary to cover the safety, like if there are open holes, if there are dangerous divots and dangerous supplies around, you can fix anything as necessary to complete safety. And Trump is sitting here saying, no, this means we get to finish the ballroom. This means that we get to finish this. This is so funny.
And it talks about the president and his staff. Well, we don't have a lot of bulletproof glass. The White House was built a long time ago. This has the highest level of, in fact, They call this graph, this grass, this the glass.
Dude, he can't even speak. I'm struggling to believe this right now. I mean, I believe it, but Americans are currently struggling because the price of gas has basically gone up 40% over the past month. Just over the past month. And Donald Trump is currently melting down about a ballroom in the Oval Office. We can't be serious. This can't actually be the state of America where the president is then, he's then asked about $4 gas prices. Let's listen.
I feel it was very necessary.
Mr. President, a couple of questions for you on Iran, but first one that affects Americans here at home, gas prices. Today they hit $4.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And
what? He's been saying he's going to leave for a few weeks. He's been saying we won. And I have a question. Let me know in the comment section. Do you feel more safe as an American, as anyone across the globe? Because how I see it, we have dozens of dead U.S. troops, so about 13 or so. We've got thousands of dead people in Lebanon, thousands of dead in Iran. We've got war in the Middle East. Global oil prices are in turmoil. People can't even afford to drive to work. And Russia is richer. Iran is richer. China is likely richer. All of the bad countries are richer because of this war. And the United States citizens are poorer by the day. So I don't know. I don't feel much safer, Donald Trump. He then begins lashing out. I mean, I especially don't feel much safer when our president can't even contain himself and stop lashing out at reporters.
It's a new regime. They are much more accessible. They are right. You know, they said, we have a present for you, Mr. President, out of respect. And they said, wait a minute, do you want me to answer the question? You're a fresh person, you know? We've had a lot of problems with you, haven't we? No, they don't. You ask me a question. No, they don't have to make a deal with me. When we feel that they are...
Have you ever noticed he only lashes out at female reporters? I mean, every once in a while, he'll like snap at a male reporter, but he is targeting specifically and intentionally any women reporters around him. He then goes, you just said something nasty.
Mr. President, the Iranian government threatened a bunch of U.S. companies today in the region, including Google, Apple.
What? What did they threaten them with? PB guns? Or
well, that's
what?
A good
they don't have
question.
Much left to threaten.
My question for you is, are you...
I don't know. I mean, what are they... You made a statement. What did they threaten them with? I don't know. Tell me, how did they threaten him?
Well, all I know is that they threatened him, sir.
What does that mean?
Fair enough.
They said something nasty?
Is the government in touch with these companies? Are you helping to backstop them?
You don't even know what the threat was. What was the threat? I haven't heard it. What was the threat?
I'll get back.
Did they say they're going to blow him up? They're going to hit him?
They're
not. You know what they're not going to do? They're not going to hit him with a nuclear weapon.
Okay, the reporter should be able to follow up number one, but the actual report is that Iran threatens to strike U.S.-owned infrastructure in the Middle East. Tech companies like Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Meta were specifically targeted, and they said this infrastructure could be blown up. Absolutely absurd for Trump to just be combative with the reporter and not actually answer the question. Here is him defending Caroline Levitt.
Washington Post is almost extinct. The papers that are being dishonest, papers generally, people don't believe the media. And to finish, I got 93% bad publicity. Some people say 97, but between 93 and 97. A person that gets 97% of bad stories, maybe Caroline's doing a poor job, I don't know. She's my representative. You're doing a terrible job. Should we keep her? I think we'll keep her. But I get 93 to 97% bad press, all fake. I won in a landslide. When you get 93 to 97 bad stories, bad press, and you win in a landslide, you know what that says? People don't believe the press. And when people don't believe the press, that's a very bad thing for our country.
I'm going to leave it there. Our president is currently melting down in the Oval Office because he didn't get his way like an absolute toddler. I will be on CNN tomorrow night on a Wednesday night and Thursday night for Abby Phillips' show. So set your calendars. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.